And welcome, everybody, to Channel 2600 on YouTube. We are back for another edition of Overtime that follows Off the Hook on WBAI. It's Manuel. Hopefully I'm in YouTube land. Kyle, you as well?
I land with you.
We learned yesterday that your microphone, which used to be my microphone, might not be heard by callers.
I did do an adjustment so that the little twisty knob thingy?
Yeah.
They're all the same now.
There's like 50 of those.
The one I was using was a different, or the one that you were, whatever. They weren't equal. Now they're matched. Uh-huh. I also matched channel 4, the one next to it.
Uh-huh.
Just in case I wanted to hop over there, if maybe it's a buggy, like, channel.
Of course, yes.
But all three now. And I also switched the labels around, so they're correct.
Yes, I noticed that I'm no longer bringing up your name for me, which
correct.
Was confusing for a while.
No one really needs to know that, but if you're interested in production, that's that's been small changes to try to work on that. We'll see. We'll see when people call, when you give out the number.
Channel
we're ready
4
to go.
Channel 4 is the important one, and we've got that going.
No. You said
Channel 4. I heard you.
I set it up, but I haven't actually switched over to it. I'm still on.
Oh, yeah, you haven't switched over to it. I know that, but, okay, never mind. Back in Signal Land, we have Rob and Gila.
Hello.
Yes, you do.
Hello. We do, and I would like to say hello to everybody who's with us on YouTube. And our friend Tim in Connecticut had a question, which I am very excited to be able to answer.
Jumping right in, huh? We have 1 minute into the program, already we have questions.
So right. Tim said, welcome one and all to another Off the Hook Overtime, and then he asked what number it is.
What number
What number overtime this is. How many times, like...
Who the hell is keeping track of that?
Well, funny you should ask.
Wow.
I did figure it out. By going to the live page on channel 2600 and just searching for the term over, which yielded, apparently this is the 163rd time we've done this.
Well, couldn't that also be listeners saying, I'm over this, I'm gone?
No, because I'm just looking at the titles of the live
event.
How many different overtime broadcasts there have been? That's a great way to filter it quickly on the site.
And we only say over once per title. We don't say overtime over or something like
that. Right. It says Off the Hook Overtime and then the date.
Okay.
So, here's a fun little question. Do you know when we started doing this?
Yes. It was sometime after 2020. Because it was the pandemic that made us do this.
Yes, Emmanuel, I am sorry to have to say this to you, but it was not after 2020. We started doing this little clam bake of ours here. The first one was December 9th of 2020.
Well, that's what I meant. All right, yeah.
The inclusive after.
After 20, all right, fine. You got me.
So the first one was... December 9th, 2020, we were streaming for 27 minutes and 51 seconds.
Oh, the days where we could just sum it up quickly.
We went over an hour for the first time on March 24th, 2021.
It took us that long? Wow.
We were building up.
Uh-huh.
An hour and 4 minutes on March 24th.
Do you have the longest show we ever did?
I don't know if that's something I can search, I can stream, I can sort by, but I will say that on February 18th of this year, we went for an hour and 40 minutes. That is pushing the longest.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed Alex is on that show.
I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
March 3rd, 2025, we went for almost 2 hours. Uh-huh. We went for an hour 42.
You're not counting the week where we forgot to turn it off and actually went the full week.
Ran for 24 hours.
No, week until the next time we went into the studio. We had more listeners then than when we actually are in the studio, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because people will just tune in once the link is live and just wait till we go live.
Yeah, it's also kind of peaceful sound, empty studio.
One thing that is fun is, Kyle, to get to see the difference in the backgrounds.
Oh, cool. It evolved, I'm sure.
It did, starting with the post box.
Are you saying we're due for a change?
It has been a minute since we've changed it up.
It has. The thumbnail is the same on everything going back to 2022. So,
that was the longest silence that we've had during the show without us signing off.
Phone lines are open.
No, they're not. They're not open.
No. I mean, whenever you're ready and people that like talking want to talk, you know?
Good Lord.
Sorry.
Any more stats that we want to share with people?
Sorry, nothing immediately springs to mind, but I think we should probably do something exciting for, when we get to 200.
Hmm. That's a good milestone.
What are we at now again?
This is 163.
All right, so we're getting there.
That gives us some time to come up with a graphic
idea. Maybe like within a year or so, or, yeah. That'll be something. Yeah, we should do.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like a level of competence that is a little bit frightening.
It is. Well, competence always frightens us.
I know. I mean, there's a lot of YouTube streams out there, but it wasn't that much of a learning curve. I feel like we're doing a lot, even though it's super simple. But
I feel we could do more video-wise to get the likes and the follows and the hypes and whatever else people have on YouTube. Because, I see things. It's ridiculous. Somebody, trips over a hose in the garden, and that's 100,000 views right there. And here we are. What are we at? 50?
Oh, we have 44 people with
44.
Us right now.
We can't break 100, and we're providing. We're providing some good discourse here. But it's not video.
We're providing good discourse.
It's not video. No.
No one falls down.
That's not true. But I don't want to go into the details. But, people fall down.
Nobody gets to see it. Nobody but us gets to see it.
You don't see it, yeah.
Should we
if I were going to watch somebody trip over
it. I don't think, I'm not sure if having video would improve things.
What were you saying, Gila?
I was going to say, I would be entertained by watching someone fall over a garden hose, and I'd probably back up and watch it again.
We do have the capability, obviously, since there's a visual on our stream, we can mix things into that, and we do have quite a bit of capability to play around with video, as everybody does. There's lots of ways to do it. You could hook up a camera, I'm sure. Smartphone camera.
We've got that figured out. We need a camera.
As I said, phone lines are open. We are doing more since we've improved the phone.
No, the phone sounds great.
System, so we could add a camera as I'm so poignantly observing.
It's very true. But Emmanuel, I'm going to do one of your least favorite things and respond to a listener comment on stream.
It's okay if you do that. It's just if you respond to it without saying what you're responding to, and you just say, "Don't try that again, Jack." Nobody knows what you're talking about, and it's got a little frightening because it's like you're possessed and you're talking to somebody who's not there.
Well, I mean, I may be. You don't know.
Well, that's true. But that's always true. I know.
So there is a listener who said, "Please change your background," and then said, "Make the background your call-in phone number." So we're going to make the announcement we have to make every so often and remind everyone why we don't do that. And the reason we don't do that is because we have one phone line. And if we have the phone number out and people try to dial it and dial it and dial it, you will wind up in voicemail hell. The phone will ring. And we don't want to do that to you. So we announce the phone number when it's time for a call.
Well, okay. How about this? First of all, how hard would it be for us to have a slide that exists now when we're not taking phone calls and then a different slide when we open up the phone lines that does have the phone number on it, but when people call and they get that voicemail hell, the message in voicemail hell tells them where they are and that they need to hang up and call back. Would that make everyone happy?
There is one other issue, don't forget.
That's not bad,
well, but in terms of talking about slides and timing, because of the delay, so when we say it, we get a 30 to 60 second delay, I feel like, with things going out live.
God. Yeah, but here's the thing. We don't always say it. So we're talking away, and, you know, the phone number is up there. People will say, okay, you know what? I'm going to call now. If they don't know the phone number, they have to wait for us to say it. Then there's a delay on top of that, whereas, you know, they might have a chance. Or they could write it down for future reference.
Exactly. But the reason we don't keep the phone number up all the time is that we don't want people to keep calling and not being able to get through. We did get a listener suggestion just now saying we can configure OBS to turn the layer width the number off on and off depending on when it's dialable.
Yeah, I just made another scene, and that's why it went black for a second. But
you made a scene?
What? I made a copy. Well, I'll have to copy the current scene with, I guess, the van. But yeah, I know. That's the level of production that I'm complimenting us on. I mean, we can do a lot of this stuff. So that's a great suggestion. Phone number in the slides, that's fine. That's, like, super easy to do. Just got to noodle around with OBS, as the listener just said.
Some of you may have seen some social media posts over the past week saying to expect an announcement in the next few days concerning the Hope Conference, and that is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Expect an announcement. That's all we can say at this point. I can say by the time next week's show comes on, that announcement will have most likely. Nothing is definite yet, but the announcement will most likely have gone out, and we'll be talking about it quite a bit. Because if it does go out, it'll be extremely exciting. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So be prepared. Be ready. And don't be surprised.
I'm excited.
And hack some things, because we want to talk about those things on Off the Hook and Off the Hook Overtime. And we want to talk about all the technical nitty-gritty details of how and what goes on out there on the wild, wild web.
Now, I wanted to talk about this a little bit. There's an article in Boing Boing that came out last week about this thing called Payphone Go. You guys hear about this? Mm-hmm. Scavenger hunt for California's last payphones. I love this stuff. Unfortunately, it's over. the scavenger hunt has ended. But that doesn't mean it's not still amazing and that things like this can't still happen. According to the article, California still has 2,203 licensed payphones. And now, or then, there's a game for hunting them down. Payphone Go was created by someone named Riley Walsh. Maps every working payphone in the state of California. The database comes from California's Public Utilities Commission, which Walsh pried open through a public records request. The PUC still licenses payphones, it turns out. The rules are simple. Create an account. Get a 9-digit player ID. Find a payphone on the in-game map. Dial a particular number, which is a free call, from the phone. You go to the payphone, and hopefully it has a dial tone, and you dial the number, and you punch in that 9-digit player ID. So the system identifies which payphone you're calling from, because you're dialing a toll-free number, and ANI is going to kick in. The first caller to each phone earns 20 points. The second caller from that payphone gets 10 points. The third gets 5. And everyone after that earns 1. So if you're first, you get a whole lot more. First callers can also leave voicemails that show up for future visitors. Digital graffiti on analog infrastructure. Yeah.
That is just a beautiful turn of phrase.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I love it. That is so incredible. Walsh describes the project as a love letter to a disappearing piece of infrastructure, according to the game's website. The leaderboard competition ran through March 15th. Players who find payphones missing or out of service can report inaccurate listings to help keep the database current. And what I want to do now... Well, actually, you know what, Kyle, can we call this number? There's a phone number right there in the second paragraph of this story. And if you can call that, we can hear what it says now. Because you can't call anymore to report a payphone. Because the scavenger hunt has ended. And Kyle's dialing the number. and you have to switch over immediately because recording comes on very quickly. I don't think you switched over. It's up, Kyle. It's been up. No, all right. Well, now it's up.
I didn't press the button.
You didn't press the button. Yeah, you got to press the button harder.
All right.
So
one more time.
Just hit redial. Is there a redial button on the phone?
Yes.
Okay, hit redial, and then it'll be quick. Technology, folks.
This is fun.
Here we go.
Payphone Go has ended. Thanks for playing. Check the leaderboard on the website.
Yes, that's the recording you get now. Can I have the article back? Because I want to read the leaderboard and report who has won this particular scavenger hunt because, well, you deserve it. You deserve some recognition. Number one is Eber Vector with 601 points. Number two is Creature Vector with 600 points. Wait a minute. A difference of 1 point, and you both named something Vector? That's there's a story there somewhere, and I want to hear it. All right? I want to know what the hell is going on there. The first to call from Payphone, 20 points. Second gets 10. Third gets 5. Everyone else gets 1. So that's how they awarded points. Phone number, by the way, 888-683-6697. The idea was to call that number, enter your 9-digit player ID, and the phone you were calling from would be logged through ANI, and you'd get the certain number of points. 601 points, second place, 600 points, third place, a pink DS Lite. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
You are.
A pink. How do you know? How do you know I'm pronouncing it right? Do you know this person?
No, but DS Lite was a Nintendo console, and this person named himself after a pink one, as far as I could tell. So
interesting.
DS Lite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, though, if they're going to reopen the game, because it looks like only a little more than 10% were claimed. There's a lot more ground to cover.
What's telling you that?
There's a map on the home screen,
uh-huh.
And at the bottom it says, 2,203 payphones, 245 claimed.
Really? Yeah. So that's all that was claimed?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I'll go out there. I'll go out to California and drive around. That's probably why Rebel is out in California all the time. He's probably driving around and calling from payphones. You know he'll do it.
Honestly, just drive from Santa Barbara to L.A.
Yeah.
There's so many blue dots on the map.
Yeah, the blue dots on the map are apparently phones that exist or are purported to exist but were not claimed in this game, and green ones are. You can click the green phones and hear messages that the first callers on these left on the system.
We can play it on the air then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to try that. So anyway, a pink DS Lite got 508 points. Number four was Penguin Camp with 465 points. Not My SQL, 375 points in fifth place. Coming in at sixth place, Saligrama with 365 points. Number seven was Play to Pay Phone. Clever. 340 points. Number eight, T. Konarski, with 310 points, and something tells me that's a real name. Number nine, Anton Now, 190 points, and 10th place, Botch RF, 171 points. So congratulations to all the winners there. And we have some frequently asked questions. How do you know which payphone I'm calling from? Every payphone has a unique phone number. When you call the phone number, I see the number you're calling from and match it in my database. What if the payphone is already claimed? Well, you can still call. You'll earn less points and still be added to that phone's log. Can I call from the same payphone twice? You can, but you'll only earn points once per payphone. Where did you get this list of payphones? By filing a public records request with the California Public Utilities Commission. You get that reference? Does anybody get that reference? No, you don't. Okay. For some reason, payphones are still licensed. Why payphones? Because there are still some left in California, and that number is shrinking. Consider this a love letter to a disappearing piece of infrastructure. I've heard that before. I called from a payphone, but the system didn't recognize it. Some payphones have numbers that aren't in the database. or some payphones in our database may not exist anymore. This data is from the state of California, but it may not be totally accurate. Shoot me an email with the payphone's location, address, cross streets, or a photo, your player ID, the actual phone number if you have it, and I'll try to fix it. Give me a few days to respond. This is cool. This is what people should be doing with technology. Old technology, new technology, it's awesome. So, payphone go, the scavenger hunt. Now, okay, you guys are on the web page itself.
Yes.
So if you could share the URL with me, I will try to click on those ones that have messages, and we'll listen to them on the air.
Absolutely. So the URL is walzer.com. That's W-A-L-Z as in zebra, r.com/payphone-go.
Okay. I would not have guessed that. Okay, there I am.
Which is fair.
Game has ended. So, okay, what I do now is I go to the map, and what do I click on?
Click a green dot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. Well, I have to zoom in first.
Yes.
All right. A lot of blue dots here. I guess the blue dots are the unclaimed ones.
Mm-hmm.
And only some of the green dots have messages, but once you find one with a message, there'll be a little audio embed to play it.
Okay. I wish I knew California better so I could identify where I'm clicking. But somewhere by the water, I can tell you that.
But it'll also give you the address, and in the flyout, it'll give you the address. And you can open it in Google Maps so you actually get a sense of where you are.
Okay. We are going to play this particular message, which is the message from the first caller at Highway 1 in Carmel, California.
So we're off PCH right now. We were just driving, me and Riley, at this moment, and we just saw this. And I was like, holy shit, payphone. And so we took a U-turn, and we're in like a London-looking style payphone. There are apparently a lot of spiders. I'm actually out of the payphone booth right now. This has been a lovely drive, seeing some really beautiful sights on this PCH. We drove the whole PCH just to get to this phone. That's not true, but we did, like, stop at a town for, like, 15 minutes to, like, look for one, and we couldn't find one. And, yeah, it's a joy to get my first few points. And, Riley, you have anything to say?
Man, this is a cool phone booth.
All righty. All right, goodbye and good night.
I heard this guy say that he was with Riley. Isn't Riley the guy who ran the website?
Uh-huh.
All right, so that was the voice of the person who came up with this whole thing, so that's kind of cool. The second voice.
That was pretty cool. I would also like to point out, just as a bit of a throwback, if you're feeling archivey and you want to go into the Off the Hook show archives and check out the episode from March 4th, 2020, in which Rob called in from a payphone in our very neighborhood, which doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't get any points for it.
No.
No. No, we did not.
It did not count.
It cost us money, too.
It did. So we tried to figure out if we could both be on the phone, and it wasn't working, so I just stood there and held the cup of quarters.
Rob does
not. We still got those.
What'd you say,
Rob? We still got the rest of those quarters that we didn't use. We just put them on a shelf, and they're still here in our apartment.
Just in case. You might need to correspond from payphone once again. But yeah, I will testify, Rob does not play.
I could have told you that.
Let's go to Saratoga. This actually is in Los Gatos, California, which I think is near Saratoga.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. 305 Blossom Hill Road. Let's listen to this message.
When I forgot the color of your eyes, I thought it was a momentary lapse in memory. For I had seen you just a week ago, or two. How has the time continued to relentlessly lapse since last my eyes had feasted on your bust made of camellia, fermented not to black nor oolong far, but to verdant like the rack that feasts and looks just like you? I'll reprise my love for you, though you are never mine.
I'm having fun with this. This is all, you don't know what you're going to hear or who's going to be saying anything. Wow. Okay, somebody pick a part of California, and I'll find the green dot that's near that part, and we'll hear some fun things.
Well, I used to live in Southern California, in the L.A. area. So,
L.A., what's that?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Which you can't really see because it's covered in dots. So you have to scroll
it.
Keep scrolling.
Oh, that's why I'm not finding. Okay.
Yeah, so you see there's a whole lot of blue dots.
Yeah, what the hell's going on with that? That's crazy.
So it appears that this game caught on a little more in Northern California than it did in Southern California, for better or worse. Or there are a lot of dots for payphones that don't exist anymore. Both are very, very
possible.
Is there a part of Los Angeles you'd like me to find?
Yes, I'm actually looking.
Well, don't look. There's no challenge if you already find it. Just tell me the...
Okay. So if you could find something near Bel Air...
Because
that is where I live.
Where is Bel Air? God damn, there's so many cities here.
The phone line is not open.
No.
Well, Bel Air, I only know the directions from that sitcom theme tune from back in the day.
I found Beverly Hills. I found Burbank.
Okay, you're doing great.
Is that anywhere near Bel Air?
So, we were at the intersection, basically, of the Santa Monica Freeway, the 405 and the 101.
Yeah, that's not on here, so I can't even find that.
Well, if you just find something green in the area, and we'll get as close as we can.
You know what? You're going to get Burbank, because that's the closest one I could... Oh, wait, there's actually five phones in Burbank that were claimed. Pick a number from 1 to 5, please. Actually,
three.
No, wait. Four of them are unclaimed, so you're getting the first one, which was...
Okay.
But I don't know why I would choose one that wasn't claimed. This is 501 South Buena Vista in Burbank. And let's hear what the person who found that payphone says.
Hello, this is Play to Payphone, just claiming another payphone.
And we know that name because that's one of the winners. Play to Payphone,
yes.
Very clever name. Wow.
Excellent.
So people wandered all over the state claiming payphones and recording. This is amazing. This is so much fun.
Yes, so the people who are jumping in and saying, we need this in New York, you can find out all the data about how to do it on the website, which again is walzer.com. I'll put it in the chat. And if you want to do this yourself, go nuts.
And
tell us about it. It would make a great Hope Talk.
Yes.
It would. Also, you know, this is a great reason to keep payphones around. Another great reason to keep payphones around.
A good way to test them, make sure that they're working, making it a fun activity as well, where people are running around and people like that kind of stuff, geocaching or scavenger hunting or these augmented reality games out in the world, especially when the weather gets nicer. So yeah, that's really cool. So it is just that geographic area.
Yeah, and that's also the thing that I was thinking is it sounds like geocaching. It really does.
A lot, yeah. And it helps people create a directory of where these things are for overall access and if they're functioning. So that is a really, really neat idea. Would we like to open the phone lines?
Well, no, we're having too much fun with this right now. But
I understand that, but time is fleeting.
I found...
And we gather here.
Well, I found the northernmost phone that was claimed on North Interstate 5 in Hornbrook, California. However, the person who claimed it did not leave a message, so there's no message there. So I have to go to the next one, which the same person also claimed it did not leave a message in Klamath River. And I fear that the third one, they also claimed, and yeah, they did that to 9134 Highway 96. Okay, let's see. I'm going to move a little further west. Try this one out. No. Some people just don't want to record anything. It's the same person every time. Wow. Someone did a lot of driving. Okay, so there are no recordings in the north. Okay, I found one. And this is from the person that didn't leave recordings anywhere else. I guess they thought they didn't have that much to say. Well, you're wrong. You had a lot to say because all these phones are different. This phone was found in a place called Sawyer's Bar, California, on 39039 Sawyer's Bar Road. Let's have a listen.
Hi, everyone. Calling from Forks of Salmon, California. Tiny little community. A little bit magical, though. Like, crazy, like steep cliffs, you know, with the river going right through, old, like, gold mining town with, like, wild horses. Like, a wild horse just went up to my car and, like, wanted food. So, kind of really unique little place. And they have a working telephone. Pretty cool, if you ask me.
And that was from Creature Vector, who didn't record anything on the other phones up north, but recorded something there, and it was quite interesting. And I know they were one of the winners, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing.
Very cool indeed. This reminds me of the old phone freaking days when it was a big deal that you were talking to someone far away, because that wasn't always easy to do. And you would just sometimes get someone, if you would call a payphone somewhere and wait for someone to pick up and get someone and ask them, so, you know, where are you? How's the weather? You know, what's going on over there? And just have that experience of connecting with someone over a great distance like that before that seemed like such a standard day-to-day thing to do.
I'm sorry, I'm just lost in this world here. This is so much fun. I wish it were in other states. I wish other states were doing this. But, you know, there's no reason why other countries can't get involved in this either, because they have payphones as well. I'd like to know what was involved in putting this together. So you're right, this would be a great Hope Talk.
Mm-hmm. It really would. And to inspire people, I think, to inspire people to do it in their own states. Also, we had a question from our pal Loop Zero, who is the one who is hosting the entire 2600 voice BBS archive. Who said, I don't know how payphones work here in the U.S., but can you call a payphone? It would be cool to have a project that randomly calls a payphone and records whoever picks up on the other side.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because we used to do that back mm-hmm. in the early 80s on the radio. In fact, there are recordings of us doing this on WUSB, and those shows are a part of, I believe, Voice of Long Island in the radio section of 2600.com. Occasionally we would just, I remember it was actually a payphone outside Hotel Pennsylvania, because back then Hotel Pennsylvania was where we had the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Service conventions. In fact, that's kind of what led to us having the Hotel Pennsylvania for Hope before it got torn down. And we would call that particular payphone because they would take incoming calls. If you can find payphones these days, it's quite likely that they don't take incoming calls, which is sad, because, you know, there's a lot of magic there if you can get somebody to pick up. But sometimes people would say bad things over the air, and yeah. But it was late at night, so it didn't really matter that much.
And it's kind of a lost art, because, of course, when you called a payphone's number, the phone would just ring back in the old days. I think it was when everything went over to electronic switching that payphones stopped ringing and stopped letting people just, you know, call a payphone and see who answers. You know, Fortress phones and Cocots and everything took over, and those were less phones and more like self-contained computers. And it became a thing. It stopped being a thing that was so easy to do, to just call a payphone and have someone pick it up.
All right, we're going to end with one more payphone that was claimed. This one is on 4445 Magnolia Avenue in Riverside, California. And La Petite Jort, who is somebody who did not... Is something funny about that name, Rob?
That was me. Sorry.
Sorry, you both seem to be bent over laughing there. Okay, well, this person did not win, if you find that amusing. Okay, you know, some people just did it for maybe one payphone. I don't know. La Petite Jort is the person who left this particular message. Let us listen.
I'm in the hospital where my son was born. fortunately, it's the only memory I have of this hospital. Nothing bad has happened, but you know how time is. I'll probably be back at this hospital for some reason. So, see you then. Bye.
Wow, a little dark, but good. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. That's pretty awesome. All right, and that you can listen to the recordings yourself. WALZR.com. Actually, you know what? I have a different URL than I think you do, because I'm looking at specific payphones. So, Gila, could you give out the URL again?
So it's walzer.com. That's W-A-L-Z as in zebra, R.com. And it's just the letter Z. I just wanted to clarify that it's Z and not anything else. So walzer.com/payphone-go.
Okay. We're going to open up phone lines here. It takes a little doing to get that going. Who would like to give out the phone number?
We can. I can give out that phone number this time. You can join us at United
well,
States Telephone.
Don't do it yet because I haven't turned it on yet. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to kill some time here. It'll just take me a minute. You can start giving out the number slowly. Can you do that?
Okay. The phone number, which is in the United States, so that's country code 1.
Okay, I'm ready.
That is United States phone number 802-321-4225. That's 802-321-HACK.
And the phone is on now, so you can call us and maybe reach us and say whatever is on your mind.
Yeah. You can also get us toll-free at 833-755-2600. I believe that's still up and running, put together by a friend of ours. But the main number, 802-321-HACK.
And I believe we have a phone call coming in, which Kyle is going to process. And when he's done with that, we will have the phone call to put on the air, or internet, as it were. And Kyle's this phone number, phone call approved?
Yes.
All right. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. That didn't work out, did it? Let's try that again. 802-321-4225. That's our telephone number. 802-321-4225.
Kyle, I'm so impressed.
802-321-4225.
What? It's
wait,
skill.
What's he doing?
Oh, I put the phone number on the stream. It's paint, okay?
Nicely done, my dude.
I was doing it while out of the corner of my eye. Hold
on. Why are you painting on the screen?
I just thought I'd help with the number.
I was wondering what that smell was. And do we have a phone call?
I think.
All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. Speak up, please. Maybe we should explain. When people call, we expect a little more than just you calling. We expect you to actually speak with us as well. You know, say something. When we say hello to you, you could say hello back or something else. I don't know. Not going to.
If you don't say hello back, it's just kind of rude.
I'm not
going to
write a script for you.
I'm using the normal amount of rings. I give you two rings. What?
Two rings. That's what you get. Yeah, two rings. 802-321-4225. If you're calling and speaking and we're not hearing you, maybe there's something wrong with your phone. Or maybe something wrong with our phone. But I don't think so. I think we tested it. We called the payphone go thing. And we have attempt number three now. Are we cleared to go ahead, Kyle? Kyle's not answering.
Yes.
Okay. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. At this point, I have to wonder if... okay, I hear a voice now. Yeah.
Hello, Emmanuel?
Okay, yes. Who's calling?
Yes. Hello, can you hear me? I'm on my new headphones. Headset.
Okay, this is either Rebel or it's somebody pretending to be Rebel, and that's what accounts for the delay.
No, it's me, Emmanuel.
Okay, it is you. You claim it's you, but how can you prove it's you?
Okay, I'm on my new headset. That's how I can prove it.
Is that why you're delayed in talking to us?
I don't know. Is it delayed? Well,
did you call three times before this?
Yeah, no, you must have had it on mute or something.
Ah, okay. Well, there's the explanation.
Can you hear us well?
I can hear you well. Can you hear this quality, or is it...
No, you're fine.
You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound really good. It's a little bit different, like, encoding or modulating.
It's not the Rebel we're used to, but it's a Rebel we could get used to.
We could grow accustomed to this, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, if it's not good, then I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm going to exchange this headphone.
No, I wouldn't say it's not good. It's different, and, you know, we have to adapt.
Okay, one moment, sir.
What's he doing? Did we just
he
get said, transferred?
Did he call you sir?
Yeah, I think he did.
Yes,
what are you, a customer service agent?
You to my service assistant.
Oh, for God's sake.
Minute.
This is the whole reason
we
he got a headset.
Fell right into his trap.
Wait, just one moment, sir.
I want to talk to your supervisor now.
You'd like to... Wait a moment, sir. You'd like to raise...
This is outrageous. Do you know who I am?
Area code 292-212-394.
Okay, 292 is not an area code. I'm sorry. Never will be.
I'm sorry. I'm showing that's a new area code in California.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. They'll just give anything an area code status out there, won't they?
All right, well, this has been great. A good test of the...
Okay, now let's see if you can hear... Can you hear the background noise?
No, I just hear you getting noise? Further and further
you're
away.
Running away.
What?
You're running away from your
yeah,
headset?
You're very far away. And
no, I was... I'm going to put the headset down and see if the noise canceling works. Okay, I'm
going to
see...
Yeah, it's doing
it. It's canceling you.
Operating and help them.
Okay, we don't hear any noise. We just hear you breaking up as you get further and further away. You know,
it did cancel when he was walking away.
We are not the place where you test your purchases.
Yeah, you could do this with friends.
We're a radio show. You're supposed to be talking to us about things, not testing your damn equipment.
You know what I like? You know what I like? I like a ringtone on my cell phone that sounds like an old, analog, like crossbar switching.
I would like a strawberry ice cream cone, but I'm not getting that either.
Well, what about if you have a ringtone, like, instead of when you call somebody, you hear the regular ring, like, go, and instead of hearing that, you hear, like, a crossbar switching, like, something like that.
Well, that sounds exactly like I remember. What if that did happen? That would be something, wouldn't it?
But is there maybe an app that you can customize ring back to? Like, there used to be a thing where you call somebody, they say, please hold on and listen to the music while your party is reached.
And what if the music was a ring?
Right.
Yeah. You want to mess somebody up, put them on musical hold, and the music will be the sound of a phone ringing. And they won't stick around. They won't stick around. They'll just assume they're being ignored.
Okay.
Yes, Gila. Gila has something to say. Go ahead.
Sometimes when we were kids, my little brother would be on the phone, and then he would decide he didn't want to talk to you for a minute. So he'd be like, please hold. And then he would just start singing some random elevator music. And he would do this for 5 to 10 minutes. He did it to our grandmother once, and she just hung on to it for a really long time.
Wow.
And then he did it another time, and he started breaking in every 90 seconds. Your call is important.
How do I know that this thing is on mute? That's the.
I'll tell you, it's not on mute now.
Well, it's not on mute now, but I just want to, test it out and see, because I guess I push that button and, okay, inside the room now. Okay, but the microphone's away from my face. Now I'm going to put it toward my face and blow into it. I'm sure everybody on that. Too bad we're not on the air and off the hook on WBAR.
Yeah, it really is too bad. I wish we could have done this on the air. I 50,000 watts spread to 4 states. That's a lost opportunity.
Let's see. So I like a ringtone. Maybe there's an app that you could get that you can set your own light to. Like when your mobile phone rings, it'll ring like, how many times have you been on like a bus or a train or in public somewhere when you hear a ringtone and you reach for your phone because it's the same ringtone,
Yeah, and everybody has the same ringtone on the bus. Yeah, it's, I've never had that
well,
problem.
Well, wherever you are, you have a specific ringtone that when somebody calls you, and then, another person has it, and you don't know which is yours, but when you go for your phone.
You can make your own ringtone. You can make your own ringtone, You can just record anything.
How do you make your own? You have...
It's an audio file. It's an audio file. All you have to do, whatever phone you have, is know where the audio files are stored for whatever sound you want to replace, and you simply put that there. It's they make it harder than it should be, but it's definitely doable.
Yeah, that's true.
Also,
but now, what about the other way around when you call somebody? Like if I was calling you, like when I call 802-321-4225, instead of getting the ring, like I mean, I know it's a Google Voice thing, but you could play a step ring or a
Yeah, that's good. That's a good stepbrother imitation there. That's not bad. Rob, did you have something? Go ahead.
Yeah, Rebel, you can actually, most smartphones these days have an audio recording app, and you can record an audio file on your phone and then just select that audio file as your ringtone. So, Rebel, you could make a ringtone that's your voice going ring, 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 and nobody else would think it was their phone, I promise you.
Rob, what are you doing? You're suggesting that he record his own voice.
Yes.
And so that when he's on the bus and his phone rings, people hear him saying ring, ring, or whatever it is that he says. You know, do you really want that to be happening on buses and, you know, on the street and, you know, in buildings and all kinds of places where people are?
What, you got the new Rebel ringtone?
I'm just saying it might not have the effect that you want, and It could result in a lot of confusion.
But maybe that's the effect I want.
The more interesting one thing would be the other way around, where when you call the cell phone, you hear the old ring.
Well, yeah, but then you got to somehow get into the switch and, you know, change the way the rings are. I mean, it's doable.
Well,
they could do it.
It's simulated. It's mostly simulated. Isn't
yeah, but
that your point,
the ring you hear when you call somebody is not coming from that person. It's coming from the phone company. And, you know, the phone company is certainly capable of programming all kinds of different sounds, but it's not of interest to them. But, yeah, if we made it of interest to them, something people wanted, although I doubt many people even care.
They also want standardization. Mm-hmm. Like, if every stoplight had different color schemes, it would be
ridiculous. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, and then you'd have, like,
have
people
a purple light.
Yeah, but what about colorblindness in certain conditions?
What about a black
light? You got to have
A black light at a four-way intersection. That would be cool.
I'm not denying that.
Traffic engineers are getting to work on this right now.
All right.
Gil, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about my dad's custom ringtones. My dad had a custom ringtone that was a cough. He had a cough, and uh-huh. He had a throat clearing. And one was a text, and one was email. And so if he forgot to mute his phone before he went into a meeting, no one noticed.
Uh-huh.
It was very clever.
Wow, that's brilliant. You know, a good ringtone would be someone's voice saying, can you hit the stop button, please? And on a bus, that would always cause confusion because somebody will hear it and hit this, and the bus wasn't supposed to stop there, or you know, things like that. Or is that a rat there? I don't know. There's all sorts of ways you can cause confusion and chaos. Rebel, some final thoughts here. It's been fun.
Yes, I'm under the covers now.
I don't need to know that. No one needs to know that.
No. There's a reason I'm doing it, so that I don't. I'm just adjusting the sound quality.
You're overmodulating. It's muffled. I don't think that's the best audio quality.
Then, all right. So then, how has this been?
It's improving, but I would just keep trying this with other people and just see what their reaction is, because that way you'll have a wider sampling of what people
right.
are listening
yeah,
on.
And now I can't pair this with my Linux, computer on Linux Mint. For some strange reason, it says it's connected, but it doesn't. I don't hear it.
Oh, I see. Our time is up, Rebel. But thank you for calling, and please, won't you call again? But not tonight.
Yeah.
All right, then. We're in agreement. Thank you. Thank you, and best of luck. And our phone lines are now open again, and Gila has something to say. Go ahead.
I do, yes. People are speculating fun things that you could make a ringtone say, like a ringtone of Rebel just saying, "Hi, Emmanuel," or a ringtone that says, "I gotta take a shit."
Oh, that's nice and cultured. Thank you for that. That's.
Would you prefer, "I gotta take a poo"?
Well, I don't know why someone would be announcing that.
I need to visit the water closet.
Well, you know, I might take that from this episode. I might download the video, clip out that bit of audio, and use it as my ringtone for you now, Gila.
Yeah, see how you feel.
I don't ever call you.
And she probably won't now. Wow. You know, while we were talking about all this, does anybody remember that Odd Couple episode where anybody remember the Odd Couple? You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Well,
not the music, yeah, okay, but I mean the show with
yes,
Felix
yes.
and Oscar, you know, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, mm-hmm. where Oscar says to Felix, after Felix has been annoying to him, they're on the phone, and he says, I'm going to put the phone down. It's going to sound like I hung up, but I'm just putting it down for a second. And then Felix says, it did sound like you hung up. And then he's like saying a couple more things, and then he finally realizes that the phone was in fact hung up, and he says into the phone, I know what you did. And it always got me that, you know, if he knew what he did, why is he saying it into the phone when he's not there and has already been hung up on? It's just something I was thinking of. And if you haven't seen that, I suggest finding that because it's really funny. That was one of those programs everybody knew back then.
Yeah, the monoculture when everyone was watching the same things.
Well, mm-hmm. Different things. Like nobody was watching PBS, right? So there was that.
There wasn't PBS.
Mm-hmm. There was PBS, absolutely. In the 70s, sure there was.
But it wasn't as nationalized, was it?
It wasn't as nationalized, but it was fairly nationalized. Okay, trivia question. What was the predecessor to PBS? Don't look it up.
I should know this.
I should know this.
And there's a big clue in New York City.
Read all the Sesame Street books. Books about Sesame Street, not like Sesame Street books. I should know this.
Pass.
You don't get to pass. You just say you don't know, and you fail.
Okay, I don't pass. I fail.
Okay, do you know the call letters for the PBS station in New York?
WNET?
That's right. It's NET, National Educational Television. That was the network before. In fact, they had an owl as their symbol. And you can find it online, too. You can find all kinds of graphics and stingers and things like that. The funny thing is that Channel 13 back then wasn't known as WNET. They were known as WNDT. And and also, final fun fact, they're from Newark, New Jersey, not from New York. Yeah. Okay, ready for another phone call? 802-321-4225. See who else is out there. And you've brought some Guinness. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Yes.
May I toast your Guinness? Wait. You gotta open it on mic. Well, okay, it's too late. There you go.
Very nice.
Actually, it isn't open.
While we're waiting for another call.
I spilled beer on my keyboard.
Oh, I hate when that happens. There was an episode of Gilligan's Island where an undersea phone cable washes up and they tap into it and make calls using a phone made of coconuts.
Yes. That was brought up in our chat, and that was my favorite episode of Gilligan's Island.
Well, there's another show called Green Acres where there's this whole series of episodes where they're running the phone company. In fact, that is where my previous reference to the Public Utilities Commission came in, which nobody got. And
that was a Green Acres reference?
I thought Green Acres was a stupid show, but when I watched that, I realized, wow, this is really well written.
I remember him climbing the telephone pole to, like, talk.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd have to climb the telephone pole to answer their phone, because the phone company wouldn't run the wire further than that.
Down into the farm, right.
I got to find those episodes now. There's about, like, four or five of them.
Excellent.
Phone line is open.
And if you had an independent phone company somewhere in the outskirts of America, you were familiar with that. You know, GTE, one of those companies, they made it very difficult to do anything, and just even dialing numbers, you had to dial a one for local or all kinds of bizarre rules. I'm sure there are people who remember them. I was never lucky enough to have an independent phone company, but I heard some of the stories. 802-321-4225. And what do you have there, Kyle? Ow, that fucking hurt. Damn it. Stop doing that. Like, you're going to fry the equipment.
And our earbuds.
Is that a
little busted?
That's a Captain Crunch whistle you have.
Yeah, it's a 3D printed one, so it's not quite... I don't know if it works that well. Maybe you got to blow the dust out.
Well, maybe not blow it into the microphone. Hold on. I think you have to blow it hard. Something like that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Does anybody have an in-band signaling phone line that I can test this on?
Not handy.
Well, someone let me know when it's safe to put my headphones back on.
No, we're supposed to be phone freaks. What the hell?
Sorry about that. We are waiting for our next call, and we don't give out the phone number now because it's on the screen.
Fair enough. And if you're hearing this without listening, without watching the screen, then you're not authorized to call us.
Oh, if you need us to say it, you are non-sighted, then I will say it after this call's picked up. 1-802-321-4225. 1-802-321-HACK. This call is ready.
I'm not, though. I'm trying to do something else. If you could kill time for a second while I try to figure this out.
I don't want to kill time. I want time on my side. I want to hear more of what time has to say.
Uh-huh.
I'm interested in enjoying time and really, really seeing time for what it is.
Time can't change me.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to have to play with this a little
bit. Time has come today.
Good evening. You're on Off-Look Overtime. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just had a quick question. What is the process to submit something for the what is it called again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hope Conference
Magazine?
Hope Conference. Where could I find out how to submit something for Hope Conference?
Well, there is a website, hope.net, and that is basically the clearinghouse for all information about Hope. And right now there is a link to submit talks because the conference is accepting talk submissions without having a definite location for the conference other than it being in New York City. However, next week that is likely to change. And come next week, we will have announcements on that. But you can submit your talk proposal now.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. That answers my question.
Do you have any other questions about the process? I mean, there will be additional explanations as we update and share more information. But it's generally a brief kind of summary of whatever you're interested in talking about. And do your best to just be succinct, and people will then take a look at it and see if it fits well with the program.
Okay, very good. I'll go on the site. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling. 802-321-4225 is our phone number.
That it is. Talking of old classic television, someone in the chat brought up Ernestine, played by Lily Tomlin, as her operator character. We don't have to care. We're the phone company.
We don't care. We don't have to.
Yeah.
We're the phone company.
That's the one.
And because I was thinking about this earlier, if I walked by a ringing payphone, I'd probably pick it up and say a gracious hello.
Mm-hmm. I remember
picking
up. Is
this the party to whom I'm speaking?
Yes. I remember picking up ringing payphones. It was always a fun adventure. And sometimes they would be trying to reach a payphone. More often it would just be a wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody very angry that they didn't get who they wanted. And that was always fun to deal with when presented with that conversation unsolicited.
We are accepting telephone calls. The number is on the screen. If you are unable to see it, it's +1-802-321-HACK, that's hack. That's +1-802-321-4225. This is Off the Hook Overtime.
And the phone is ringing, and we are about to pick it up and say, good evening, you're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Good evening, how are you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Good, this is John from Jersey.
John from Jersey, that's a great handle.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time, since Redbox has worked.
Oh, yes. Red boxes. That was the way of making free phone calls from payphones, from Bell-operated payphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been buying the magazine since then and listening to you guys, and this is the first time I'm calling in. I just wanted to say I love the show and everything. I don't listen to you guys on WBAI. I just listen to you podcast.
So you're local. You can get WBAI, but you choose to only listen to us on Overtime.
On the podcast.
You don't know where I live. I might not be able to get you.
Well, you said John is from Jersey. I just figured you lived in Jersey, but maybe not. Maybe it's Jersey.
Wait.
It could be the Jersey in UK. You don't
know. Does WBAI cover everything? Does it cover all of New Jersey?
Oh, well, not all of New Jersey. It depends what part of New Jersey.
Yeah, the footprint of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, the broadcast area footprint has changed in the last 10 years. But what do you mean...
Over the radio.
Sorry?
But I don't anymore.
Okay.
I used to live closer to the city.
But you can listen to the show on the internet as well.
I'm curious.
I did that today, actually. Yeah. I did that today, but usually I download it and listen to it through a podcast player.
Exactly. Okay, that's what I was asking. Is
very cool.
Is by podcast you mean it? You listen to it in its entirety, not just the half that is streamed after the radio show. I think we misunderstood that.
All right. Well,
no, actually, today I rarely listen to the overtime, but I did today because I wanted to call in.
If we're done interrogating our caller, what's on your mind?
I would love for you guys to talk about these flock cameras more on the radio. I don't think people understand how crazy they are. And
which cameras?
People hear about flock.
Flock. Oh my God! Yeah, who wants to begin?
Oof. I think it's I don't know. Maybe these things are super scary to me. Maybe I'm overreacting. But
well, what scares you about them?
The interconnectivity of it. I think people when they say, "Oh, there's cameras going up," they think, "Oh, good, that'll prevent crime and." Mm-hmm. If you have nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be worried about it, and all that other nonsense.
Right.
But I think when people think of cameras, they think of, like, a blurry black and white static bank camera from, like, the 80s, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's not that. It's just, this is, you know...
It's everywhere.
Tracking.
It's everywhere.
Visual identification. This is AI.
It's license plate readers.
Databases.
Yeah, they're on highways. They're on streets, and many times they are accessible to anybody who has the address. No password required.
Right. Well, that's another thing I wanted to point out. You know, like just give a shout out to Ben Jordan. He's got some great videos on YouTube about it. He would be a great folk speaker too. Actually, I think.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
But I would love you guys to talk about it more on the radio, just because I think you'd get a wider audience. I love when the BAI audience calls in. I love hearing that on the radio because it's like surprising to me, you know, because I'm like,
yes.
I love hearing like an 80-year-old woman call and talk to you guys. I think that's amazing. That's awesome.
That's the magic of radio, because you never know who's out there, and there's no way to track them. It's a passive technology, and you don't know who's going to call or who's listening.
Right. You guys did a great job. I was just like, oh, I got to tell them this. Because I was talking about Flock, and I think the whole Super Bowl ring debacle kind of like let them sweep themselves under the rug.
Yeah, there's a show not too long ago where I brought up the fact that people are talking about flock cameras, and we've never actually talked about flock cameras on the air, and you're absolutely right. We need to talk about it more. We need to learn more about it.
Kyle. Yeah, I think at most we've talked about sites like Shodan that allow you to view cameras that are online, and then I think we've also talked about probably license plate readers, automatic license plate readers. We talked about that a lot more on the show over the last couple of years, but I'm just recollecting. I mean, just vaguely remembering weightedness. No, it's
a job. I just feel like this is like a thing that's kind of. I mean, there's a million horrible things to talk about in the world right now. Don't get me wrong.
But it's exciting. It's new, and there's a lot of back end on these cameras. And like you said, it's evolved. It's much greater resolutions, multi-spectral, like night vision. You have all these kinds of capabilities. So yes, and then it's being integrated and made accessible forever as far as whatever's captured. You're absolutely right, and I'm sure there's a lot of different angles we could cover. We'll look at our sources and by all means, if you find anything or if anybody else finds things, please send us some story ideas.
And nothing ties together all the quote unquote political things we talk about with technology better than this subject, because. You know, it's just, it's such an encroachment of your privacy, and it's an advancement of technology. It's Orwellian. it's got everything. It's got, and it's everywhere. So yeah, we need to do more. You're absolutely right.
I would
listen. I've been listening to you guys and reading the magazine probably as long as that other guy who wrote that letter into you guys that you read over the air.
Uh-huh.
And I don't understand that bullshit. Like, you guys have always. It's always been politics, you know what I mean? Ever since you guys, you know, when you guys sue the NCAA or whatever and all that, you know, that's politics. You know, everything's politics.
Yeah.
It's all politics. That's how the whole world works, you know what I mean? So
it's related, but I do
it's
understand.
Crazy to me that.
I do understand people getting sick of it after a while because it's everywhere, but, you know, we have our own unique spin on it. It's,
I don't
you
understand,
know.
Though. Do people expect to tune in and you're going to tell them how to set up their router or something? I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I am not a technical person.
Like, do they think it's going to be, you know, like an hour about the Flipper Zero or something?
I love technology. I love to talk about technology. I like to break technology and fix technology. But, you know, I also like to mix it up with whatever else is going on in the world and tie all that together and learn from it. Rob, you have something. Go ahead.
Yeah, just on the subject of flock cameras, just today there was a post on the site TechSpot about how a number of U.S. cities are pulling the plug on flock safety's AI cameras. The conversation is out there. It's having an effect. This post says over the past 6 months alone, 38 cities have rejected or shut off flock cameras, part of a larger wave now encompassing 53 municipalities across 20 states.
Wow.
So there is grumbling out there about this. It's not just us super nerds who are upset about it anymore. The conversation is happening out in the wider sphere, and the best any of us can do is keep that conversation going on this program, but also just in our local communities and areas and, you know, folks we know.
One great story you guys can point to is, I don't know if you saw it, but there's a great story where this cop goes and harasses this lady and accuses her of being a porch pirate. Because he's got her driving by the flock cameras in a time frame that fits.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that really saved this woman from being harassed by this cop is that she had a car that had cameras recording also.
Wow.
So she could prove, hey, I wasn't there over there. She's like, I went to the hairdresser. I don't know what you're talking about, you know?
So one form of camera helped her against another form of camera.
Yeah, but I mean, that's only because she's driving like a, you know, she's able to afford a car that has a camera system like that. If she didn't have that, she's driving my car.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Be assed out, you know?
Yep. I hear that.
She wouldn't be able to defend herself. It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you guys know how it is when people who have unscrupulous motives have access to systems they shouldn't.
Yes. Or just unlimited access.
You know?
Yes.
Like, it's how I try to explain to my friends. I go, you know, what if you're dating a girl? And you don't know that maybe her ex is a cop.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's parked outside her house, and you drop her off one night. Now he's got your plate number. Now he's tracking you. Now he knows where you work. He knows your route to and from home.
Yep, and you've got a new enemy you don't even know about.
Right. So much information for a bad actor, you know. It's
yeah. No, every bit of technology, this is something we've noted over the years, every bit of technology has good potential and bad potential, and, you know, we need to recognize the bad potential right away and not be surprised by it.
I have one last thing before I let Jeff go, if I can.
Go ahead.
What is the deal with the Facebook group?
I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean,
I know
deal?
I know what Facebook group is. I know we have...
There are multiple 2,600 Facebook groups.
Yeah, there are several, and we stay away from them, like just like IRC channels, because we don't have the time to get involved. But I know there's drama
it's
going on constantly.
They're run independently.
It all seems like a bunch of crazy Red Hat people. I don't understand it. It's like, why are you here?
But you answered your own question. You said Facebook.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is I don't go there really either. You
know? My advice is
family hostage. So I think everybody's still trying to hang out.
Remember, it's Facebook, and you know, real life is much better. And you know, you get it. Whenever people are in control or you know, think they have a captive audience, they're going to misbehave. We've made our peace with that. But as long as people have some way of sharing information of interest, then, you know, it's probably the good probably outweighs the bad. But if it gets to a point where the bad outweighs the good, then we would disassociate, obviously.
It's just weird to me to see some of the takes that I see in there. I'm like, well, how can you be a fan of the magazine or the radio show or anything associated to it and have these opinions, you know?
Well, you know, maybe somebody will speak up and say why. And then you have more people who see that point of view and say, yeah, I agree with that. You know, you need to be challenged. You need to be challenged, and sometimes you get challenged with ignorance.
Well, that's someone else's job. I'm not policing Facebook. That's great.
Uh-huh.
I should be on there. What are you talking about?
Yeah. All right, listen, thank you so much for calling. It was great hearing from you.
All the things. I hope to make it out to a Hope one year and see you guys. It would be great. I'd like to get a picture in front of the truck while it's still running. It is.
Well, maybe this year. We'll have more information next week.
All right, excellent. Good luck with everything, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Your service.
And that is our last call of the night. And we had some good calls tonight, didn't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thanks, everyone.
And one was Rebel, too, so that's not bad. You can write to us, oth@2600.com, if you have anything that you would like to say. Any final thoughts from folks here?
Yeah, and that actually, the folks who contact us and say you should talk about such and such a subject, you know, if you see a story about that subject, send it to us. You know, we get so many of the stories that we talk about from listeners who say, hey, I think you folks might be interested in this. So, you know, keep sharing them. Let us know what's going on. Let us know how you feel about them. oth@2600.com.
That's our email address for people who might not be familiar with email. It's really cool and handy. oth@2600.com.
And I just wanted to add, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to talk to hackers and the greater sort of technology enthusiast affinity group. So seek them out. And, of course, filter as you would anywhere on the aforementioned wild, wild web. But try to have fun, too. And if you're not having fun, then seek it out. So, yeah, but there's lots of ways to interact and interface. And also, the hacking like community has a sort of long history of being a pretty narrow cross-section of society. And has strived in, I guess, the last several decades, the intervening years, to become something else, to become something more welcoming, to become something that is a lot more eclectic. And I think that we still struggle, as much as we are living out our ideals as a subculture, I think we struggle in a lot of ways. And particularly not becoming bigoted ourselves, because in the growth, I think we also have to accept, like, we could come off as hypocritical, and if we don't recognize that, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that are into technology that you also don't agree with. I think you can see that in a lot of the leadership and some of the corporate sides of things. So just recognize that it is a eclectic community. That's the way we want it to be. And that means you're going to bump into people that suck.
And people who don't. People who are coming from a place you never imagined. And you can learn so much. And teach so much as well. It's magic. Hey, we'll see you next week. Next week, I think, might be a very exciting week for all of us. But you know what? I don't really know anything. oth@2600.com. We'll see you next week. Good night.